Blog Talk Radio. doing tonight? So I tell her, Jen and I, hope you all doing good. Talking about what I'm talking about. And my hat goes off to everybody that has ever bring me here. Quite honestly, ever since I listened to 10 years plus. 10 years plus. And I think if you know, if you listen to this right now, and pretty sure you all are, then you know who you are. So that I put favorites, you know, your favorites to me. You know, a couple of number that you are. And that's why I did my show, because I've learned so much, and I feel like I should tell other people, you know, grabbing all the other nuggets from all the other radio shows that I've done, and other ones that don't say so, well, they're very selfish, and I don't do, you know, no names, but I don't do, like, money grabs, have that money grabs, but I do say donate to the ones who do feel so, and definitely do that, for the ones who are really, truly doing it myself, and not me. You know, so keep doing what you're doing. And so, yeah, as a whole, I think of the world every day. And I just kind of wait. As for me, myself, I can't wait for, I just got to make sure that, yeah, it's unpaused. Because there's no interference when I'm doing a song, you know. But I'm just saying, I'm just glad that, you know, it's unpaused. But there's a lot of people doing hard compared to others, but I don't stretch it more further. No names yet again. And yet they've got a higher goal still, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand. It's one joy blob in a mind. But no names. But, sure, it's so criminal, isn't it? What can I say? No names. But so criminal. My goodness. To the point, other radio hosts on the same network. I'm talking about like an amazing network now, you know. And some chick even comes out there, like, you know, knocking at other guys, like, come on, ring, bring, bring, bring. You know, it's like, it's just, that's what grinds my gears. You know, they want to go further in the truth, and, you know, there's like, come on, man. Some chick, you know, it's like, come on. It reminds me of like a current affairs show where it's like, come on, think of the, you know, it's like you know, speed cameras, you know. Think of the money we can make, you know, on a current affair, on an Australian current affair. Think of the money we can make, come on, in camera, you know. Come on, think of the money we can make. but enough about that, but, you know, I just, it grinds my gears about people making so much money into to the wrong channels, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about mine. I don't even ask for it. There is no channel to donate to, and I don't want it to. I make my own money, you know? But I'm just saying, it just grinds my gears to no end. And that will not go any further. I just keep saying, like, 9/11, memorial this. 9/11, memorial that. And we'll keep bringing it to the 15th year and 20th year and all that crap. Miss me on that crap. Miss me.
Bloody well miss me on that crap. What can I say? Well, honestly, I just... 9/11 was nothing more than a moneymaker. There's no conspiracy behind the fact that it was a money-making scheme and nothing more. You can talk about all the, you know, written in the stars and all that, but everything is written in the stars anyway. So who cares? You know, it just brings me to a boil. And yes, the show's rated R, I know that. And all the songs I've got in selection are in rated R, but if I slip with one or two, but I don't want to do that. I'm like other people that's like, they buy deliverance for anything. And it's just in case of it does, you know? But I'm just saying, it just it brings me to a boil about the whole, like, you know, give me money and you won't get any further. What can I say? You're not going to get any further. I mean, I like that when you got to, like, work out the policy yourself. But to the point you got to, like, give your home money to them? I don't think so. But I'm not talking about the other ones who are struggling to survive. So give it to them. And by the way, really, give it to them. They are struggling. Like, all the people, like, I do listen to, like, really, really give it to them. They brought me through these years, like, you know, my goodness. While the ones are, like, just whatever. But welcome to the show tonight, everybody, and hope everyone's having a good night tonight. And it was a pretty good night tonight. I don't like talking about my own personal private life, whatever. It was a good night tonight. Birthday celebration. It was a very good night. Very, very good. And my goodness, so many songs. The only problem is like when I'm doing a show, sometimes I forget what songs I've played and what happened. But that's a good one, man. But it just gets to me. The reason it's like for suckers, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. What can I say? But I'm gonna play a song anyway. Enjoy.
Quite honestly, you know, this whole world is just nothing but a snatch and grab, and whatever game it is, but it is all for the money. Revival is, you know, of course, it's a bubble of translation, you know, like, you know, money is root of evil, but it is a root of evil because it's what it buys. People don't understand. You know, if money was root of evil, it wouldn't actually make sense. It means it's a root of evil, and it means, like, it'll buy power, it'll buy drugs, it'll buy whatever. You know, people don't understand that. You know, and let me just say this about the 144,000 people. It is plural. It's 144,000 people, which are supposedly a served. People don't realize that, but that's what it means. I mean, it's a bubble. You know, the bubble can only put it so much. It means 104,000, basically. That's what it really does mean. But in short, too, as I'm thinking this, like, I know so much stuff because I've actually took the time instead of, like, just rushing it out, like so many other people do. It's that, like, so the Book of John, for example, and there's two Johns in the Book of Bible, and in the good book, right? There's John the Revelator and there's John in general, you know. But when it talks about John, the John, it's talking about, like, you know, he couldn't fit all the miracles of what Jesus did. He had to just, you know, cherry pick them. And it said that no book can hold the miracles of what Jesus did. So, yeah, but that's kind of interesting, too. You know. But anywho, but I'm going to find out if you don't mind. Thank you very much.
212, there we go, baby. Yeah, I know you love me, man. I know you hate me. What's up, man? I don't even know if I should let you be or not. You know, I mean, we go through so much. We be arguing all the time. It's hard. I don't even know what we gonna do.
I'm gonna give you what you need, and I'm gonna let you be.
did. Yeah, so as I say, anyway, I can go on and on and on about so many things that people just want to just I mean, people talk about mind control, but I tell you what, everyone's mind control. But it's not in every way everyone that thinks. My goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. It's not about the government doing this or the government doing that. All about imprinting, all that crap. I mean, seriously? Are you dead set serious? Really? They haven't even got the brain power to even think that way. I mean, are you serious? Really? I mean, really? Oh, my goodness. It's a joke. It's a real joke. But anyhow, moving right along, after all of that, my goodness. I mean, I've been, you know, it's really funny. People think that I'm a Johnny Come Lady. A Johnny Come Lady? No. Johnny Come Lately, whatever. I'm surprised by friggin' everybody. And, like, I friggin' care anyway, and I'm not even gonna, like, our true master doesn't reveal any secrets. You know, and it's not gonna be revealed anyway because people just don't wanna hear the truth anyway. But I'll tell you this, obedience is better than sacrifice. People always talk about, like, in the Bible Belt, or the Bible in general, you know, about sacrifice this and sacrifice that, but obedience is better than sacrifice. You know that? Obedience is better than sacrifice. But anyway, I'm all about just listening to music. And here I am. Just like, you know, Baby's Talk, hey? Baby's Talk. Do you know what I'm talking about? Baby's Talk. From the babes and mouths, you'll hear these things. No one listens to my show anyway, so I don't really care. So I'm going to listen to some music. Yeah, that's right. You'll hear things from my radio show you'll never hear anywhere else, you know? Like even from my own confrontations, or whatever the word might be. No, the truth is, but, you know, plenty of people, but it's not about the volume of people. I'm not all that like the, how many hits do I get, or how many whatever I get, because what's it matter? If they're so dumb anyway and nothing comes of it, what's it matter? Shit. It only takes that, you know, the one, if you will.
Yeah, but, you know, like, my goodness, all I can say is, flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. You know the whole saying? Flesh and blood can enter the kingdom of heaven. But what I do like is, like, when Jesus descended from earth to heaven, you know, when he goes to marry his mother, he's going, like, don't touch me, for yet I have not ascended. And he sprinkles his blood on the throne of God, saying, here you go. Sprinkle was enough to cleanse the whole entire galaxy of the infinity of everything. Oh my goodness. But anyway, you know, where to begin and where to start, when to finish. Truth is, you never do finish. But that is the rule. That's the thing with me, anyway. But as for me, I never finish doing what I'm doing. And the one thing I can't stand is clicks. You know, you got to be like in the good names just because a person opened up their heart so much. You got to be in a click. I mean, give me a break. Got to be in a click, really. I could be in so many clicks if I wanted to. I don't want to be in a click. I want to be in a click hell out. I want to be in the click to be the hell out of here. That's a click I want to be in. That's the fine click I want to be in. I'm thinking of this zombatoid crap. I'm just everyday, day-to-day grind. Oh, he's got this, he's got this, he's got that. You know, bloody miss me. What can I say? All right. Anyway. Yeah. No, but anyway, like, he's got to, like, whatever. But, ooh, where to begin and where to start and whatnot, but, let's do this one, hey? Good job.
Pardon me, you left your tears on the jukebox, and I'm afraid they got mixed up with mine. I don't mean to pry. Just that I noticed you going out of your mind. Looks like we're two of a kind. Let's fall to pieces together. Why should we both? Let's fall
I'm
on with myself from time to time. But, you know, like I was saying, like, I mean, you really think people have the mentality? It's like, people can talk about, like, you know, all the whatever, mind control, though, all they want, but, like, what's behind that anyway? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's like the whole schooling situation all over again. You know, it's like the teachers expect you, like, as if you were born in your DNA to know the answers. They might teach it if you're lucky. I mean, it's pathetic. I mean, really pathetic. But anyway, it's not about that, and it's not about this. It's about that. But let's face it, yeah, we're all looking for the way out. Let's face it, but I can't stand those people. That really, I haven't got a clue. I'm not talking about the people who even think about, like, the whole, I mean, seriously, people are, you know, people talk half about, like I say, yet again, about the whole 9/11. I mean, that is small fry compared to what's going on in the world, and it's done by deliverance yet again. The devil doesn't do things unless it's multi-channeled to the maximum level. You know, and you can go on to war with them about it. And, you know, all I'm going to say about it is that it was money, and it's about any which way he wants to spin it. And who cares? Because let's face all the death and destruction that's happened from it. And bloody missing me on the whole entire subject. No, patiently, of the American Eagle. You know, the American Eagle is just so devilish of a creature. Have you seen it on YouTube? Just look up the American Eagle. Although it's like endangered species alone, the American people don't even look after the poor American Eagle. It's an endangered species. It's the emblem, and they don't even look after it. It's like saying the koala for the Australian flag. It's like an endangered species. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But I don't care. I'm going to listen to the music.
The day I started loving you again, I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get back. With only these few million tears I've cried, I should have known the worst was yet to come. And that crying time for me had just begun. Then today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart mend. Then today I started loving you again. Yesterday I started loving you again.
Bloody hell, I like the Australian government. Australian government. Bloody those tramping proposals have been going for many a years. I mean, better be a light rail, you know, straight to Sydney and all the rest of the places. That's cool. But, oh, no, it's a tram thing. Like, as if we all want it. What a lot of crap. I mean, it's so much better for money being used to be used. I mean, the homeless epidemic that's been going on here is really ridiculous. And I just hate it about, you know, money over everything else. Yes, it's a way of, you know, not controlling a sense of, like, our lives. I mean, that of a formality, you know, of course, you know, it keeps the, we're train tracking symbolically, of course, to how things are run. I mean, I know that. But to the point where it's just ridiculous. And it just shits me, because it's a radio show, I can say the word shits, and it shits me to no end. I mean, life itself shits me, because it's like everything else, were to be like, I mean, all I can say is good riddance to this, like, for women, right? It's like, well, the other bloke, compared to you, he's got this, he's got this, he's got this. Well, good riddance there, that's all I can say. If you're happy with this and that, what other person's got, well, good riddance, that's all I can say. What can I say? I mean, it's sad, but what can you do? Nothing you can do. But anyway, I'm going to listen to more music.
Without a home, and there's no man who wants to be alone. There's no child without a dream. Without a plan. Without you, there's no me without you. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
But good times that one. Yeah. It's like, it's just this whole world. I mean, and, you know, nothing new, but it's so ridiculous. And it's so unemotional. It's just this money-driven society. It's just really against you. Yeah, I make my own money. I'll get by myself, you know. That's it. You know, good to anybody else who does, too. Especially, my hat goes off, especially to the man, you know, of the family. Big time, you know. But it's like, but when it comes to the point where it's just only, I mean, when they get greedy, I'm talking about other people, where it's like, you know, they don't necessarily have that, and they just, just really gets, you know. And I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because, yeah, sure, I could be like one of them. But I'm just, I think my lucky stars that I'm not like that. You know, multi-driven. You know, multi-driven. But, yeah, what can I say?
Mr. Jones, yes, I always will. But in my silent night, I long to hold you tight. It's you I really need.
Let us pray, my nigga. Death against it. Get it.